الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، this will be our 20th مجلس، 20th session. Today is the 14th. The 14th of Ramadan, 1447, corresponding to the 3rd of March. Yes, 2020. Naam?
Section
20. Naam? A session 20. I said we are having our 20th session. We are starting with verse 49, inshallah. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون.
نعم. الله تبارك وتعالى سيد وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Remember when we saved you from the people of Fir'aun. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Who subjected you to terrible chastisement, terrible torment. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. Slaughtering your sons, and letting your women folk to leave. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And this was a great trial from your Lord. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, what is meant here is اُذْكُرُوا. إِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, remember when we saved you. And the meaning is نَجَّيْنَا أَبَاءُكُمْ, when we saved your foreparents, your ancestors. وجاء الخطاب للمعاصرين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The address is to the people that were living during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, because those people, they are the offspring, they are the children of the people of Moses who experienced this torment, and they are on their religion. And also they are following their footsteps. Therefore, their position is the same. And even when all the things that I mentioned after, the address is to the people who are living with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though this does not happen during their time. But because they are the progeny, they are the descendants of those, and they are still on their religion, following their path. So the address was directed to them, and because they used to be proud of this, they said that this was done to us. As I was telling you, they used to have many ceremonies that we are commemorating, remembering these incidences during their history. And then after this, the enumeration of the favors of Allah on them, because the favor that is bestowed upon parents, upon former generation of the parents, is also a favor to the offspring, to the descendants, and it's also a favor to the descendants. And even now you find people boasting about their family, what happened to their family several years back, as though they were the ones who did. And people are always prone to doing this, to be boasting about with their ancestors, that we are this, we are that, our parents did, our parents that. And also, it is mentioned here the evil things that they did, that their ancestors did, because the offspring, they are happy with what their ancestors did. They are not blaming them, saying that no, we will not repeat what they did. But they feel that this is an honor. This is what our parents have done. No, that is the path of misguidance. You follow the path of those who are on error just because they are your original parents. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Even if their parents, they did not have any intellect and they were not on a guidance, but you find this is the path of those who reject faith. They say that we found our إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. We found our parents on a path, on a religion, and we are following their path. And we are guided by them. Even if they are on error, this is what the Quran tells them. So here the Quran is telling us the evil things that were done by the parents of those who lived at the same time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the form of addressing those who lived with the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were also they were following in their footsteps, and they were pleased with what their foreparents had done. Ali Fir'aun, the meaning of Fir'aun is Alu Fir'aun, that is Fir'aun and his people. But it was Fir'aun was not mentioned. It is Fir'auna wa Alihi. So it's meant Alu Fir'aun, that is Fir'aun and his people. Wa Alu Fir'aun, the meaning of the people of Fir'aun, whom junuduhu wa ashya'uhu wa alu dinihi. They are his forces, his armed forces, his hosts, wa ashya'ihi, and those who follow him, wa alu dinihi, and those who follow his religion. La qarabatahu al-khasa, the meaning is not immediate members of his family. ويقال إن اسمه الوليد ابن مصعب وهو من ذرية إمليق. It is said that his name is الوليد ابن مصعب, and he is from the offspring of إمليق. إمليق is the forefather, of الأمالقة, the Amalek. نعم. He is from the Ali Fir'aun.
He can't be.
Yeah, there are many pharaohs. No, but he's referring to that same Fir'aun Musa, the Fir'aun of Musa.
But he can't be.
Why?
It's because when Allah destroys, He destroys also their progeny. Is it not?
Yes. The corpse, they were destroyed altogether.
Mm.
Yes. Fir'aun and all his people, they were drowned. So how can the body is still there? That's why Allah said, "فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ." We will save you, you and your body. But he didn't have an offspring. We'll tell him that from our understanding of the Quran, it can't be, because they were all destroyed.
Mm.
وأغرقنا آل فرعون. We drowned the people of Fir'aun. But they use it. There is a house, there is a clinic in Medina. Fir'aun clinic. You saw it go? I showed you go. Dr. Fir'aun clinic. It's just a name. He said, anyone who ruled Misr was called Fir'aun. This is what Ibn Juzay said. It is said. He said it is said. But as I explained in the Tafsir in Hausa, that Fir'aun is the title of the rulers of Egypt before some few centuries before Musa alayhi salam, before Musa alayhi salam and up to this time. But earlier, the kings, the rulers of Egypt were referred to as just kings. Like in the Surah Yusuf, the king of Misr was referred to as وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اتُونِي بِهِ وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. So the king of during the time, he was the king of Egypt, because Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salam went to Egypt. So the Quran referred to him as the king. It didn't refer to him as the Fir'aun. But the king during the time of Musa was referred to as Fir'aun. And this is a distinction which history recently confirmed. That the way in the Bible the kings of Misr are referred to as pharaohs, at all times it's what they call there is a historical time, that there is a time which they use it, was an anachronism, that is to refer to something outside its proper time. So he said, because this title was used in a time at a specific period of time, not throughout the history of Egypt. وأصل آل, the origin of آل in Arabic is أهل, ثم أبدل من الهاء همزة وأبدلت من الهمزة ألف. Then it was made, the ha was turned into Hamza, and then the Hamza was turned into Alif, called Al. Fa'ida. This is yes, for people that are in a high status. Yes. No, in Arabic. That is in Arabic. Because Fir'aun was regarded as a king, that is why reference to him was Alu Fir'aun, not Ahlu Fir'aun. Yes. And besides, Alu Fir'aun here, it doesn't mean members of his family. This is what he said. Members, it's not members of his family. What it means is his people. Yes. Because you see, Alu Fir'aun, if we in Surah Al-Mu'min, was used with two meanings. It was used as the immediate family of Fir'aun, like وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. A person, a believer from the family of Fir'aun. That is his immediate family. But like here, what is meant by آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ is مَلَأُهُ. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. So what it meant by mala is his people. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا, because in Surah Al-Mu'min it said وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ. These are symbols of the mala, the people, the cabinet, the cabinet and the generals. And the general. فائدة كل ما ذكر في هذه السورة. Anything that all that is mentioned in this surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, of of history, of news, of stories, all that is mentioned in this surah of Baqarah, of stories, mu'jizatun linnabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِهَنَّهُ أَخْبَرَ بِهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ تَعَلُّمٍ, because he informed, he gave information regarding it without learning it anywhere, because he was not a student, he was never a student. Then how could he know all this? And this was something, as Allah said, مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا, you never knew this, you and your people before this. So this is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was regarded that the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being unlettered, that is not able to read or write, is a miracle. Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذًا لَارْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ, you were not reciting any book before the Quran, nor were you writing anything. If that had happened, لَارْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ, like those who deny, they would be in doubt, in conjecture. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, subjecting you to terrible punishment, to terrible chastisement, to terrible torment, subjecting you to terrible torment, that is the meaning. أَيُلْزِمُونَكُمْ, they were making it, they were compelling you to live under the terrible torment. وَفَسَّرَ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, then this terrible torment was explained. The terrible torment is يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم ولذلك لم يعطفه هنا, that was why the wow was not mentioned and the conjunction did not come. وما حيث عطفه في سورة إبراهيم فيحتمل, but in سورة إبراهيم he says ويذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم, the meaning there in سورة إبراهيم أراد بسوء العذاب غير ذلك. So when he said يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, the terrible torment is different from the slaughtering of the male children. وَكَانَ سَبَبُ قَتْلِ فِرْعَوْنَ لِأَبْنَاءِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, the reason behind Fir'aun slaughtering the male children of the children of Israel, أَنَّهُ أَخْبَرَهُ الْكُهَانُ وَالْمُنَجِّمُونَ, the soothsayers, those who foretell what is going to happen, al munajjimun, those who do the study of the astrologers, those who study, believe in the power of the movement of the stars over what is happening on earth, and based on that they can foretell what is happening in the, what is going to happen in the future. So they informed Fir'aun that his destruction, his death and destruction will be in the hands of a child who will be born from the children of Israel. So because of that he said, okay, I will kill all the male children so he will not appear. وقيل إن آل فرعون تذاكروا وعد الله لإبراهيم بأن يجعل في ذريته ملوكا وأبناء وأنبياء فحسدهم على ذلك. It was also said that the people of Fir'aun, they were discussing among themselves that the covenant of Allah, the promise of Allah to Ibrahim عليه السلام, that he will place in his offspring kings and prophets. So because of that, the Copts, they became jealous of them. So they said, we'll slaughter the children, because the male children, they are the ones who become kings and who become prophets. وَرُوِيَ أَنَّهُ وَكَّلَ بِالنِّسَاءِ رِجَالًا يَحْفَظُونَ مَنْ يَحْمِلُ مِنْهُنَّ, it was said that he appointed some men to watch over the women. Whoever became pregnant, then she will be under his watch. He will be observing her till she delivers. You know, just to show you, Fir'aun, you know, had a bureaucracy. he had a bureaucracy. وقيل بل وكل على ذلك القوابل. He said that these are all stories that we mentioned, and no need to mention them in the Quran. That's why Allah did not mention how he did it. But here the Mufassirun, they are free, you know, to mention what they read elsewhere. So it was said that the midwives, they were the ones who were appointed to check that, to see. They were appointed to pregnant women to see what they would deliver. ولأجل هذا قيل ويستحيون نساءكم أي يفتشون الحياء من كل امرأة. أي they were investigating life from each woman. وهو فرجها وهذا بعيد. No. والأظهر أنه من الحياة ضد الموت. أي يستحيون نساءكم. They are sparing your women folk to live. Now, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. And remember, when we parted the sea for you, and we saved you, and drowned the people of Fir'aun, right before your eyes. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. That is in your eyes. Here, this is another favor of Allah on them that Allah is mentioning. فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ أي we parted the sea for you. فَصَّلْنَاهُ we divided it. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِرَقًا we made it into portions. إِثْنَيْ أَشَرَ طَرِيقًا 12 paths. It was made into 12 paths. عَلَى عَدَدِ الْأَسْبَابِ based on the tribes. The number of tribes, there were 12 tribes, so that each tribe will follow its own path. So the sea actually was not divided into two. It was divided into
12.
Into 12 paths, and each tribe will follow its own path. Bikum I on account of you, we parted the sea for you. والبحر المذكور هو بحر القلزم. The sea that is mentioned here is the Red Sea. That is Bahr al-Qulzum, the Red Sea that separates Arabia from Africa. Even though it is connected at the tip. Arabia and Africa are connected at the tip, at the Sinai Desert. It's the Sinai Desert that was cut by the Suez Canal. So it was that. It was the sea. It was the Red Sea that was divided for the people of for the Bani Israel, and then they went into the Sahara Sina. Now, and then Allah says, "وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَى أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً." And remember, we appointed 40 nights for Musa. That is. And to go to the Mount Sinai, and then ثم اتخذتم العجلة, and then you took to worshiping the calf when he was من بعده, when he was away. وأنتم ظالمون, while you were committing a serious wrongdoing. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then we forgave you so that you might be thankful. وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَى أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلًا, when we appointed for Musa 40 nights. هِيَ شَهْرُ ذِي الْقِيدَةِ وَأَشْرُ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. They were the 40 nights were the whole month of ذِي الْقِيدَةِ plus the 10 days of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. So we are lucky, we are late to the best of times, which is the time chosen by Allah for Musa for the Munajah after 40 nights, including the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we are observing the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah as we are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are no days that are more excellent and more beloved in the sight of Allah for good deeds to be done on those days, more like the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Munaja is the original is secret talk, that a private audience, a private talk with Allah. Ay, Munaja is not mentioned here. Where did you get Munaja? How did I say Munaja? Oh, for the Munaja. Okay, when he went for the appointed time. Okay, for the appointed time. وإنما خص الليالي بالذكر لأن التاريخ بها. But here is the nights are mentioned because the counting of days is with nights. The date starts with the night. The night is the beginning. It comes first before the day. So that's why the Arba'ina Layla, it didn't say Arba'ina Yawman. It said Arba'ina Layla, 40 nights. Because the night time is the basis of the counting of days. So when we say the first night of Shawwal is the night when the moon is sighted. That is why when we want to sight for the moon, when do we go and sight for the moon? At Fajr or at Maghrib? At Maghrib. If the day was the beginning, we'll go and sight for the moon
at Fajr.
At Fajr. Yes. Naam. والأيام تابعة لها. Days, they follow the night. والمراد أربعين ليلة بأيامها. What is meant is 40 nights with its days. اتخذتم العجل, you took to worship in the cow. اتخذتموه إلها, you took it as you took the cow as your God. فحذف لدلالة المعنى, so it was not mentioned because it is obvious from the meaning that they took to worship in the cow. من بعده أم من بعد غيبته في الطور. After he had gone to the Mount Sinai. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. Then we forgave you after that so that you might be thankful. And وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان. Remember, when we gave Musa the scripture, والفرقان, and the means to distinguish right and wrong, لعلكم تهتدون, so that you might be guided. The الكتاب here, the meaning is التورah. وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب, when we gave Musa the scripture. The scripture here is the Torah. That is the name of the book that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam. والفرقان, what discriminates between right and wrong. وهو صفة للتوراة. This is a description of the Torah. That is the Torah, it was revealed to them so that they will discriminate between what is right and what is wrong by what is mentioned in the Torah. Not two books. He was not given two books. It is the Torah that he was given. That is very important. Because it's not as though he was given the Torah and then he was given another thing that is called Al-Furqan. No, the Torah is the Furqan. Because Allah said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٍ. We revealed the Torah. In it, there is guidance and there is light. So the guidance is what distinguishes, what discriminates between right and wrong. There are other tafsirs of this. Some say, وَإِلْآتِنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The meaning of Furqan is the parting of the ocean, of the sea. That is, we gave him a Torah and we also gave him the miracle of dividing the ocean and the sea for him. And others, they say a very far-fetched tafsir. We gave Musa the book and we gave Muhammad al-Furqan. But there is no reference to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهَذَا بَعِيدٌ. That's why Ibn Juzay said this is far-fetched. لِمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَسْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِ دَلِيلٍ عَلَيْهِ. Because it will entail that something was not mentioned without any basis for its for it not to be mentioned. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And remember when Moses said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. My people, you have wronged yourselves. باتخاذكم العجل, by worshipping the cow. Huh?
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And remember when Moses said to his people, Ya Qawmi, my people, Innakum Valamtum Anfusakum, you have indeed wronged yourself. Bittihadikum ul-ijil, by worshipping the cow. Faqtulu Anfusakum, Innakum Valamtum Anfusakum, Bittihadikum ul-ijil, Fatubu ila bari'ikum. So turn in repentance to your creator, to your maker. Faqtulu anfusakum, and kill yourselves. That is, kill those who were guilty among you. Dhalikum khayrun lakum inda bari'ikum. That is the best that you will do in the eyes of your maker. Fataba alaykum, and he would accept your repentance. Innahu huwa at-tawwabur rahim. He is the one who is the oft accepting of repentance and most merciful. This is mentioning what happened when Musa alayhi salam came back, because they when he left for the appointment with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the children of Israel, they took to worshipping the calf. And one of them, as mentioned in Surah Tufaha, one of the Bani Israel, whose name was Samiri, because they passed by people who were worshipping the calf. When they said, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة, make for us an idol just like they have idols. And he objected to what they did. But when Musa alayhi salam left, Samiri told them that Hadha ilahukum wa ilahu Musa fanasi, this is your God and the God of Moses. But he forgot and he went elsewhere looking for him. So they worshipped the calf. And when he came, Gabbana Asifa, he was furious and angry. And he said, "A'ajiltum amra rabbikum?" Are you hastening the affair of your Lord, that is the destruction, to come to you? Now, after Musa alayhi salam had the anger had left him, so he said, "You have indeed wronged yourself by doing that. So you should repent. And the repentance is that you would kill yourself. You will kill those who are guilty among you. And how will you do it? By killing yourself. So even the one who is not guilty will be part of it, because even the one who is not guilty, who did not participate, but he kept quiet. The only one who objected was his brother, Harun alayhi salam. He was the only one who objected. So when he commanded them to do that, it was very tough for them. So Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah to lighten it for them. So Allah caused a cloud cover to come and bring darkness over them, so that they will not be seeing each other. And then they started killing themselves. After they had killed so many had died, then Allah said he has accepted their repentance. This was how tough it was. But it was because of what they did. Look at the favors of Allah. They witnessed قَالَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَهًا وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَالَمِينَ وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. So Musa reminded them of this when they worshipped the cow. And yet when he went again, they continued worshipping it. When they asked him to make the calf their god, he objected to them, reminding them of the favor of Allah. So you may say that it is too tough. How can a repentance be by this act of killing and slaughtering so many people? Isn't it vicious? Isn't it tough? Yes, but they were also vicious in disobeying Allah. They were very ungrateful. Very ungrateful. Because no other people saw a favor like the favor that they saw. I mean, miracles, they were shown to prophets. But these people, they experienced the miracle themselves. Because the part in the dividing of the ocean, of the sea, it was done for them. It was not done for a prophet. It was done for them, for the prophet and them as well. So, فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَيْ يَقْتُلُوا بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. So, for some of you would are to kill others. وَرُوِيَ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَعْبُدِ الْعِجْلَ قَتَلَ مَنْ عَبَدَهُ. It was said that the ones who did not worship the calf, they were asked to kill those who worship the calf. This was an opinion of the Mufassirun. وَرُوِيَ أَنَّ الظَّلَامَ أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَقَتَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. It was also reported that darkness was sent down upon them, so some of them they killed others. كأنه يقول نعم حتى بلغ القتلى 70,000 فعفى الله عنهم. Till those who were killed reached about 70,000, so Allah accepted, Allah pardoned them. This is from Bani Israeliyat. It's not in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah. So this is the kind of information when we hear, we say Allahu A'la. نعم.
No evidence.
نعم. وإنما خص هنا اسم الباري. Here when he said فتوبوا إلى بارئكم, your maker, الباري, لأن فيه توبيقا للذين عبدوا الإجل. Because in it there is censure and blame on those who worship the calf. Because are they claiming by worshiping the calf that the calf was what made them? Who will accept that a calf made him? You are better than a calf. You speak, the calf doesn't speak. And then how can you worship the calf claim, if you are worshiping the calf, did the calf construct you and make you? So that's why Musa alayhi salam said, turn in repentance to your maker. كأنه يقول كيف عبدتم غير الذي برأكم. As though he's saying that how can you worship other than the one who made you. ومعنى الباري الخالق. The meaning of الباري, the maker, is the creator. فتاب عليكم أي إن فعلتم ما أمرتم به من القتل فتاب عليكم. That is, if you do what you are instructed to do of killing yourself, then he will accept your repentance. And here Allah says he is the ever innahu huwa at-tawwab ar-rahim. Musa alayhi is part of what Musa told them. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. And remember when you said, Moses, we will not believe you. We will not believe in you until we see God face to face. Yes, face to face. إِيَانًا جَهْرَةً. That is face to face. ثم أخذتم العجل من ثم وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون. And at that thunderbolt struck you while you are looking on. That is in your sight. Thunderbolt struck you. ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون. Then we revived you after you are dead, so that you might be thankful. لن نؤمن لك. What they said, will not believe in you. That is, will not believe. لن نؤمن لك. It didn't say لن نؤمن بك. لن نؤمن لك. We will not believe and submit to you. That is, and follow your command. No, they said that will not submit to your command. It's not as if we will not accept what you are saying. No, but we will not submit. Because nu'minu laka, it signifies obedience. Mm-hmm. But nu'minu bika, it signifies belief in your heart. Mm-hmm. They said, jaharatan ay iyanan, face to face. And the meaning of as-sa'iqa here, he says, we translated it as thunderbolt. But here it says, Ibn Juzayh, he said, al-maut, that is death. That is death sees you. ثم أخذتم العجل فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون. So death seized you, but the death was from الصاعقة, from the thunderbolt. وظللنا على ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم. Then we raised you up after your death. وأنتم لعلكم تشكرون, so that you might be thankful. وكانوا سبعين, they were 70. They were 70, it was 70 of them. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا. فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم أهلكتني من قبل وإياي أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي. So موسى عليه السلام, he chose 70 from among them. They were supposed to be the best. And they went to the Mount Tur for him to seek Allah's forgiveness for them, for what they did. Then, Naam? No, they are, I will explain to them. So in Baqarah, it said, فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّائِقَةَ. When they went, they said, we will not believe that you are indeed speaking with God until we see him face to face. So on account of that, the thunderbolt seized them. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Ar-Rajfa, it was said, Ar-Rajfa. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَىٰ فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْكُمُ الرَّجْفَ. When the earthquake, Ar-Rajfa is from shaking. That is, the earth shook from the thunderbolt. So it was a mixture of the two. There was a thunderbolt and there was a tremor of the earth. Yes, there was a tremor that caused them to die. They were 70. They were the ones that were chosen by Musa, and he took them to the Mount Tur, to Mount Sinai. فَسَمِعُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, and they heard the speech of Allah. ثُمَّ طَلَبُوا الرُّؤْيَا فَأُوقِبُوا, then they asked for vision, and they were punished for that. لِسُوءِ أَدَبِهِمْ, because of their bad manners. وَجُرْأَتِهِمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and their strong-headedness in the sight of Allah, their strong-headedness regarding Allah. Now, after that incident, they were brought back to life. They were brought back to life, and this is one incident mentioned here in Baqarah regarding the reasons or the evidences of life after death. Because Allah mentioned four different instances of life after death in Surah Al-Baqarah. Because it was said Surah Al-Baqarah was among the first surahs that were revealed in Medina. Mm-hmm. So it also contained an elaboration of the basic beliefs of Islam. The basic beliefs of Iman, among them is belief in the life after death. So four evidences were mentioned in this surah. This is the first one. The second one was فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضٍ وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضٍ كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. You know, when they were when somebody was killed, we'll come to the story. When they killed somebody, somebody was killed and they didn't know who was the murderer. So Allah commanded them to slaughter the cow, and they went back and forth trying to specify what kind of cow. Then Allah commanded Musa to tell them to take part of the cow and hit the dead man with it. And when he was hit with it, he rose up after his death. And they asked him, who killed you? And he said, this was the one who killed me. And then he went back to his dead state. That was the second one. The third one is أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ. Those thousands, when they left their homes, fear of death, then Allah told them to die, and they died. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ, then he raised them up. And then the other one, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ, the one who passed by by the town, and he said, when it was already in ruins, and he said, how can God cause this ruined city, bring it back to life? Then Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then he raised him up. So this is the first one. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ, we made the clouds to cover you with shade. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, and we sent down manna and quail down to you. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, eat the good things we have provided for you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا, it was not us they wronged, ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون, it was they themselves, they wronged themselves. وظللنا, وجعلنا الغمام فوقكم كالظلة, we made the cloud over you as a shade. يقيكم حر الشمس, to protect you from the heat of the sun. And this was during the time when they were in the wilderness. When they were in the wilderness, because they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. Arba'ina sanatan yatifuna fil ardh. For 40 years, they will be going about in the wilderness. وكذلك أنزل عليهم فيه المن والسلوى كما لما عدموا الطعام. He also he also sent upon them al-man and salwa. Al-man is a kind of liquid that is sweet. Naam. It's not like honey. It is like the, you know, date. Sometimes something liquid and that is sweet. It comes out of date. It is that is what is alman. It is sweet. It comes out of date. It's not honey. There is al-kam'a. Al-kam'a min al-man. It is a type of tree. It is, they sell it in shops in Medina. We don't have them, yes. We don't have it. But salwa, we have salwa, so
yes.
Quail. It is a small bird. They have got very sweet. Very delicious. The meat is very soft and delicious. Because they didn't have any means to eat, so they were given this. They didn't have shops, they didn't have houses, they didn't have a farm. They were just in the wilderness. I flew over the desert of Sinai and I saw how it was. It's really a wilderness. Up till now. You remember? It was with you. We are coming from Jordan to Egypt. You pass by the Sinai Peninsula. And you see it's just so barren. The only comparable place to it is Rab al Khali, the empty quarter of southern Saudi Arabia and Oman, because you just see sand, just like ocean, an ocean of sand. Well, there were also rocks, but very barren rocks, nothing green, no element of water, nothing. So this was also part of the favors of Allah on them. Then let's read the last verse.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And remember we said, enter this town and eat from it freely as you will. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. But enter its gate humbly in prostration and say hitta, that is forgive us, that is relieve us of our sins. وَقُولُوا هِبَّةُ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, we will forgive for you your sins. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we will increase the rewards of those who do good. You read the second verse also?
فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون.
But the wrongdoers substituted a different word from the word they had been given. So because of that, because they persistently disobeyed Allah, we sent a plague. We sent a scourge, a plague, a disease down from the heavens upon the wrongdoers. Al-Qariya here is said Bayt al-Maqdis. Waqila Ariha. You said, oh, it was a place near Bayt al-Maqdis. Fakulu, here it is, they were asked to enter and then to eat. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Uskunu. Because here, the eating is at the same time as the residing. That is the recite. In Arab, it was said recite. Wadkhulul baba sujjada qila ma'anahu ruk'a. What is meant is bowing down. Enter the gate bowing down. لِأَنَّ الدُّخُلْ لَا يَتَعَتَّ مَعَهُ السُّجُودِ. Because you can't go in while you are prostrating. وَقِيلَ mutawabi'in. And it was said that, no, what it meant is you enter it mutawabi'in in humility, humbly. وَقُولُ حِطَّةٌ. What is meant by حِطَّةٌ is relieve us of our wrongdoing. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I will increase their reward to forgiveness. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. That is, instead of saying حِطَّةٌ, they replace it with another word. That is حَبَّةٌ فِي شَعْرًا. That is a seed in a stalk of hair. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. That is those who were mentioned. They are the ones who wronged themselves. But they were mentioned here to show the evil of what they did, to show how ugly, how bad they were. The meaning of rijzan is plague. That was a plague came down upon them, and 70,000 of them died during that plague. So this is their history. And one of the important things here is this was not known to the people of Mecca, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know it, but it was mentioned by Allah as a miracle, as evidence of his prophethood. So that is why the whole story was mentioned in the minutest of details. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Because when they die, when they were raised up, they continued living, and they will die again. This is an exception to you caused us two deaths, and you gave us two lives. This was an exception. It is, you see, it is those who were, whose creation was distorted, those who were transformed to apes, those they did not live. According to the Mufassir Ibn Abbas, he said, whenever Allah transformed a people into animals, then they never had the chance to live. They died afterwards. But these ones, they were caused to live again. And Musa alayhi salam, he went back with them to his people because he was afraid. What will I tell Bani Israel, that I came with the best of them and they are dead, and I went back without them? Yeah, that's what they will say. So Allah in His mercy, He caused them to live again. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. Naam. No, the ones that I mentioned. What about وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ.
They were in their thousands,
those ones. Ashab al-Kahf, they also went back, and they didn't die, they slept. But these ones, they died. So they were an exception. to amatta nasnatayn wa ahyaytan nasnatayn. Now for them it will be three deaths, yes, and three lives. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma afina fi abdanina, Allahumma afina fi asma'ina, Allahumma afina fi absarina. La ilaha illa ant, subhana rabbika رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.